X at SFM Radio and at Ashraf Garda.
We'll post some pictures of that board game on the SFM Twitter account and Facebook shortly. Richard Frost is with me, however, head of consulting at cybersecurity at Armata. Richard, good chatting to you. Hi.
Good evening, Ashraf.
Thank you. Now, I tell you what, we're going to talk about, you know, debit cards and credit cards and tapping. I must tell you, I'm very uncomfortable with tapping. So when I see the story about tapping that we're going to talk to you about, well, maybe there's a reason I should be uncomfortable. You tell me more.
Yeah, definitely. I think what started off is I had noticed a video doing a rounds of a lady in a fuel station busy trying to buy something from a shop. And there was a gentleman walking around and waving his phone around, you know, quite expressively and talking. And he actually managed to touch her card and actually do a debit transaction off her card while she was trying to pay for another transaction. And it started making me think, you know, with all the fraud that we have in our country already with you know, credit cards and credit card machines, what more can we as consumers do to protect ourselves to stop this kind of fraud from happening?
And what's the answer?
The simple answer for me has been disable the tap function on the card. It's an unnecessary feature. It does simplify things. It was great during COVID to avoid contactless, you know, payments or to make contactless payments. But it's now being used in fraudulent ways. Guys have become more sophisticated. They're using applications on cell phones that actually draw money from the credit card. So your cell phone, in the same way as people would use like an iOka device or something like that, they can actually run transactions off your card. And because the feature is always on the card, you can run that transaction without the user even noticing it.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, so you've half answered the question, because I was going to say, like, when did tapping become vogue? And then you're saying, in fact, it was linked very much to COVID, so we don't have to punch in anything, right? So was that a South African thing or a global thing?
It's definitely something, you know, South Africa is actually being quite intuitive in inventing things that make life easier and help with security. If you think of your old handheld credit card devices, South Africa, as much as they were probably the ones that invented it, they're probably the slowest in adopting it. I think it was used overseas more than it was in South Africa. And only after a while in America did they start bringing it to South Africa, where a waiter would bring the machine to the table when you were paying. Mm. The tap, or the tap function and the contactless payments option probably became more relevant with COVID in the way of, you know, stopping the spread of germs and stuff. But it is something that's been around. There's always been a small amount that you could take off without using a PIN. And then I think with COVID, the restrictions became more relaxed, and it was quite a lot easier to take money off without needing a PIN or something, just because of the whole, you know, epidemic.
So now, I mean, up to now, if I swiped a card, they still needed my PIN. Some cards go automatically without swiping, without the PIN. But tapping definitely does not need a PIN, right? Which means that if somebody gets hold of my card, there's really no questions asked. There's just no debate, right?
I think what's quite scary is that banks are putting in limits as to how much you can tap without a PIN. A lot of the banks have actually turned around and said, you know, we're not even going to support the tap function anymore because of this fraud. What's scary, though, is the machines that are being used to actually perpetrate this crime seems to bypass those limits. We've seen some transactions people have complained about, and we were getting this information from insurance companies, right, because there are ways of getting insurance against this kind of fraud. But they're saying people are claiming, you know, tens of thousands of rands from some kind of fraudulent tap. So that's completely bypassing the actual security protocols that are in place on the credit card already to limit that fraud.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you've got me thinking about going off tap, if you get my point.
I think the digital wallet is probably the way to go because of the fact that it's got more controls in. And, you know, I was saying earlier with the tap on the card, it's a continuous function, right? It's not something that you enable and disable. Whereas your digital wallet, your payment wallet, like Google wallets and you know, the ones that you get on your iPhone, it basically is enabled for the purpose of the transaction. You tap it once and then it dies. It's not available again until you reactivate it.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we need to rethink the way we transact, and you've just given us a reminder to do just that. Richard Frost, good chatting to you, and thanks for the alert.
Absolute pleasure. Right. Have a good evening.
Right, Richard Frost, Head of Consulting at Cybersecurity at Armata. Well, there you are. Do you tap or don't you tap with your debit cards or your credit cards? I do, reluctantly. I may be even more reluctant to do so now in the light of what Richard Frost is suggesting.